One of the key questions in California is whether all that rain has done anything to quench the state's persistent drought. Roger Bales is a professor of engineering with the Sierra Nevada Research Institute at UC Merced. Professor Bales, what do you think? How are those drought maps looking today across the state of California?
Well, the drought maps are easing up a little bit, turning from red to yellow, from severe drought and into just moderate drought. But remember that a couple weeks of rain does not end a multi-year drought. We need persistent storms over the next couple of months, and then we need persistent storms over the next few years. In the western United States, a drought is a multi-year event because we have variable climate. Anyway, in California, we get our precipitation in the winter. It's a Mediterranean climate, and then we have dry summers. So we expect dry periods and wet periods, and we have water storage to bridge those dry periods.
So understanding that, talk about the reservoirs here for a minute. Many of them were very low. At least at this point, are they starting to fill back up?
Yes, our large reservoirs in California are averaging around 50% of capacity at this point, which is good for this time of year, which means that they have some storage available for both flood control and some later season water supply storms. The problem with our storage reservoirs, water behind dams, is that as the climate warms, we have to save more of that space for flood control. So we can't quite save as much for water supply as we used to, which means we have to find other storage to make up for that deficit.
One of the things about the storm is that it was, of course, deadly and destructive, and the water came all at once. What are the challenges that come up when you get a deluge like that?
Yeah, the challenge is, as we go later in the season, do we have enough flood storage capacity for those? And then there are those streams and rivers where you don't have dams on them, and those will spill out and flood areas. I was driving through the Central Valley a couple days ago, and we saw multiple flooded areas, subdivisions, homes, as well as farms.
Water wasted? Is that what you're saying?
People talk about water wasted because it's not captured on its way to the ocean. So water in the Sacramento River or the San Joaquin River and the tributaries will flow out through San Francisco Bay to the ocean. And we need those environmental flows to maintain habitat, but there's some fraction of that that could be captured if we had the facilities to do that.
Mm. Now, we've been hearing a lot lately in the last couple of weeks that the climate in California has often shifted from long periods of drought followed by heavy rain and snow like this. And scientists have said that these cycles are going to be getting more intense with climate change. How do you think the state should adjust and prepare for that?
We've prepared for the wet and dry periods of the first half of the 20th century. Now we need to prepare for the wet and dry periods of the 21st century, which means a little bit more resilience. We need to take a look at our water storage. And I personally don't think the public in California is going to authorize building any more big dams on rivers. So we're looking at groundwater storage. And we do that recharge into the groundwater through spreading water out over large areas and let it infiltrate in. That is opening up floodplains, which have been cut off by levees, so there can be ag land behind them. It's expensive to convert that ag land, but I don't really see another option. We can also look at flooding some of the crops, vineyards and tree crops for short periods of time, and let that water infiltrate in to the groundwater.
We've been talking about California, but if you were to go a little further to the east, the Colorado River Basin has been in the grips of a devastating drought for more than two decades now. How much of that rain that you've seen in California and the snow, how much of that made its way to the Rocky Mountains? Has it done anything to help the crisis across the west?
Well, the Rocky Mountains does have a reasonable snowpack. I believe their rain plus snow precipitation is close to average for this time of year. That said, remember there's quite a bit of variability from year to year, and they need above average to refill their reservoirs. They have a huge amount of storage behind dams in the Colorado River Basin. Lake Mead, Lake Powell, some of those other large reservoirs are only about 25% full. You don't refill those in one average year or even five average years. You need a few wet years. It takes years for the Colorado River Basin to recover from a multi-year drought in terms of water supply.
Roger Bales is a professor at the University of California, Merced's Sierra Nevada Research Institute. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.